A new study finds that the epidemic of drug overdose deaths in the U.S. has led to an increase in organ donors. Despite the previous stigma attached to using organs from overdose donors, the study indicates that outcomes from related transplants are highly successful. Carol Lofton reports that in West Virginia, around a third of organs used in transplants are from overdose donors.
Vicki Keene desperately needs a lung transplant.
I'm at 15% with my lungs, so that means I could live 2 to 3 years with my lungs. I need lungs to survive.
Keene was a single mom and for 13 years worked at a coal yard shoveling coal and performing other duties that involved close contact with dust. 7 years ago, she was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, more commonly known as COPD.
I have no life. Because you can't breathe, you can't move around. If my husband's not here to put my oxygen in the car, then I can't go anyway. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cry, but this disease just takes your life completely away from you.
There are more than 115,000 people waiting for an organ transplant in the U.S. It's difficult to know exactly how many West Virginians need a transplant because the state only has one transplant center for one organ, kidneys. Everyone else, like Keene, has to go out of state and is listed there. Dr. Joseph Africa is the program director of the Charleston Area Medical Center Transplant Program.
Probably close to a third of our deceased donor transplants from last year came from overdose donors. And then for this year alone, I think it's even higher. It may be two-thirds of our deceased donors.
The circumstances that allow a person to become an organ donor are fairly narrow. In West Virginia, donors need to die in a hospital and be declared brain dead or irreversibly stop breathing to be considered. According to the Center for Organ Recovery and Education, or CORE, only about 2% of all deaths worldwide can be organ donors. Caitlin Metz is the Community Outreach Coordinator for CORE.
So when somebody passes away of an overdose, just like any death that would result in brain death, the patient comes into the hospital, and over the course of a few days, there are various tests that are done that confirm that their brain has died and will never, ever be healed.
At that point, the donors are also tested for infectious diseases such as hepatitis and HIV. Even with these tests, recipients have the option to refuse the organ and wait for one that doesn't come from an overdose donor. Dr. Africa again.
The possibility of transmitting infection is a big factor that discourages transplant centers from transplanting these organs in the past. But it turns out, especially with this recent study that came out from the Annals of Medicine, transmission rate really is very low. And those organs tend to come from younger donors, unfortunately. And so the quality of organs are really good and would benefit a patient on the list.
The benefits extend not only to the patients on the list, but to the donors' families as well, who often are able to find a sense of closure and redemption in their loved one's final act of saving others' lives.
My daughter's name's Nadia Zytek. She was born in March, I'm ready to growl already, sorry, 1980.
Hilda Halstead's daughter died 2 years ago. She remembers her as a headstrong young woman who loved horses, did well in school, had two sons, and yet struggled on and off with addiction.
Her problems with addiction started when she went to WVU to college. And this child went from having a 4.57 GPA to having a 0.5 GPA. And just running around with the wrong crowd.
Eventually, Zytek went into recovery, went to nursing school, and seemed to get her life back on track. Then it fell apart again.
I got a call, and I recognized the phone number as being the phone number for the ER at General Hospital, because I know it well. And I picked it up. And one of the nursing staff that knows me said, Hilda, I hate to tell you, but your daughter's here. She was brought in unresponsive.
Zytek never woke up. Kaur approached the family about the possibility of Zytek becoming an organ donor.
She was a perfect match for all eight major organs. They said that's about the second time that's happened in a 10-year period here. It's helped ease the pain somewhat, but you can tell it really hurts when you don't get over it.
Halstead says she feels a sense of connection with the people who got Zytek's organs. Patients like Vicky Keene, who are waiting for life-saving transplants, say that any donor, whether they died from an overdose or not, is a hero. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.